Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number for you to call if you'd like to get in on any conversation or bring up whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
And in the last segment, we were talking to a caller who wanted to know, what would we do without the government? Without the federal government in our state, because, you know, electricity would disappear and so would the roads, they would just disappear. Well, I think that the government's way too involved in our lives to begin with, even down to the, not just the federal, but also the state government, even down to the level of raising people's kids and deciding what they can do during pregnancy and making decisions for their bodies. I have an article we're going to talk about that is about the government making laws requiring climate change content to be taught in K-12 education. And Nikki has an article here about what, Nikki?
So this is from Reason.com. Alabama woman jailed for 2 months for using CBD oil while pregnant. Yes, that's right, folks.
CBD oil?
CBD oil
does not get you high.
Yeah. So for people that don't know, CBD is the property in marijuana that essentially, you know, just to simplify it, like that's where most of the healing properties come from. So it's basically like all of the healing, calming, relaxing properties without really being mind altering. I think at the very most it would maybe make you tired. But it's not like the THC, which is the part of the
psychoactive.
Yeah, it's the psychoactive part of the marijuana plant. So these moms weren't even getting high. They were just trying to use it maybe for anxiety, maybe for depression. You know, there's a bunch of medicinal purposes for CBD. I'm just going to say it. I think using CBD would be better than being on antidepressants while you're pregnant.
Right.
I would agree with that.
You know?
I think CBD would be far better than... it comes from a plant.
CBD doesn't have side effects up to and including death.
Yeah, and it's, you know, really, with a lot of doctors in a lot of states, there just hasn't been enough research done, particularly with CBD and marijuana use in pregnancy. And the reason why there's not a lot of research is because they find it unethical to have women doing this, which really women are already doing this. You just need to study and see what the end results are. And I have had experience kind of conducting my own research studies, not really, just very passively, just observing. And it seems to not really harm infants. You know, I can't tell you detailed long-term effects of IQ, health, anything like that. But it just, you know, I can tell you a lot of these antidepressants that are being approved for pregnancy absolutely have lasting effects. And I think I would just speculate that they're a lot worse than CBD.
If I had to go back in utero and I had to choose between my mom being on antidepressants or CBD, I would choose CBD very quickly, in a heartbeat.
So in Etowah County, Alabama, has charged hundreds of pregnant women and new mothers with chemical endangerment over minor drug offenses. In one Alabama county, women who admit to using marijuana during pregnancy often find themselves charged with a felony.
Wow.
Etowah County in northeastern Alabama charges more women with chemical endangerment than any other county in the state. Until recently, these women were often only granted release from jail on the condition that they either enter rehab, yes, that's right, rehab for marijuana, despite not being addicted to drugs. In 2006, Alabama enacted a chemical endangerment law designed to punish parents who allow their children near meth labs. all right, I mean, maybe I can get down with that. However, in the years since the law's passage, Etowah County law enforcement officials have used it to throw women in jail for months over minor drug offenses.
And that just puts on display all the problems with laws in general. Like,
yeah.
Even if there's a law you think, you know, that's actually a pretty good law, we don't want kids messing around with meth labs. Well, look at this. Now it's being used against moms who use CBD while pregnant. What's worse for a kid, to have their mom use CBD or to have their mom taken away from them for 2 months?
Yeah, and I mean...
Having the mom taken away for 2 months is far worse than the mom using CBD.
Absolutely. And also, I mean, prenatal depression and anxiety and postpartum and depression and anxiety, like, those are very real things. There's a lot of, hormone fluxes during this period. And I just think it's, like, if a woman is using CBD oil, which is, you know, based on the research we have so far, pretty much harmless, and some doctors would even recommend women take CBD oil in pregnancy. You know, so something as benign as a CBD oil or even THC or marijuana, I mean... If that helps someone not go into postpartum psychosis and murder their children, mm-hmm. like, I would want them to have access to that. And just the fact that they're being imprisoned for smoking weed, even if it is while they're pregnant or whatever, I just, like you guys both said, it is way worse to have to lose your parent for several months than to be exposed to a little bit of marijuana in utero.
Do you notice that, say, if this mom went to jail for 2 months before or after the baby was born?
It seems like it was after, but I can continue and see if we get any more details here. So women who aren't even addicted to drugs have often found themselves trapped in jail, unable to be released until they go to rehab, yet denied entry by drug treatment facilities because of their lack of addictions.
Wow.
So I have a little bit of experience with this, and I will let you know, like... If someone came to rehab or the hospital because they were using marijuana, they would probably get laughed at. Because especially nowadays, where it's legal in most states, or at least, you know, it's very casual and not really enforced. I mean, no drug detox is going to... You don't detox off of marijuana. That's absolutely ridiculous.
And it seems like it would be taking beds away from people who really need it.
Yeah, I mean,
addicts and stuff.
Seriously. So Amanda Bradley was arrested in 2021 after she tested positive for THC after giving birth. Bradley says she had been using CBD oil to cope with chronic pain and had no idea the oil could cause a positive drug test. The CBD oil they sold at the store, I didn't know it would make me fail for marijuana, Bradley told AL.com. It seemed like a natural, safe option. That's why I did it. I didn't know you could get in trouble for stuff you bought from the store. So this yeah. poor girl had absolutely no clue that this was going to happen, you know, very unintentionally. And whatever, you know, maybe she's lying. Maybe she was smoking a little bit of pot. Even so, I mean, come on.
Who would think that that'd be something they would put you in jail for? That really
yeah.
surprises
was
me.
Was the child harmed
today.
At all?
I doubt it.
See, that's the point, is if the child was not harmed, then why should the parent be locked in a cage?
Well, I wonder if yeah. she even defended herself or just went, well, I'm taking a plea deal because, you know, well, they tested me and I got, you know, she could have went to court and used that defense that there was no harm, but... she might have taken a plea deal because I'm not, like, blaming the victim here. I'm just saying that a lot of people don't know that they can take things to court like that.
So, Bradley couldn't be released unless she entered... Oh, I just read that. I went back and ended up redoing the assessment and telling them I shoot up and all kinds of stuff to get into rehab, and it worked. Oh,
whoa.
My gosh. So she went and lied
wow.
just to get into rehab.
Well, wow. if it's the only way to get yourself not... further abused by the
yeah.
psychopaths in government, I don't really blame her, but...
Ultimately,
know.
She spent 2 months in jail and 6 months, 6 months at a drug treatment center?
Oh, my God.
Just for
six?
CBD oil?
Oh, my gosh. People don't even go to rehab that long for,
yeah.
like, heroin addiction. Like, typically,
wow.
most, like, treatment programs are 30 to 90 days. That's I've crazy. Never heard of, like, 6 months.
Well,
that's crazy.
She did have to lie, so maybe she lied a little too hard and said she was, like, doing a bunch of things at once.
I don't know. I've heard of people doing crazy stuff and only going for 30 days. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's terrible. So another woman, Chelsea Stewart, was arrested on a misdemeanor marijuana charge in 2019. She told AL.com that she stopped smoking after this arrest. However, she still tested positive during a random drug test several weeks later. By that point, Stewart found out she was pregnant, so she had no clue before this point.
Hmm.
Stewart was taken to jail, and after a month, she was released to a halfway house. This is just so laughable that they're treating marijuana like it's heroin.
It's not heroin. I mean, yeah, maybe some people react to marijuana differently. Maybe people have allergic reactions. Maybe people who are prone to psychosis might go into psychosis, but still, it's just...
I'm sorry. I don't know anyone who has had, like, legitimate, serious physical withdrawal symptoms from marijuana. I don't know anyone who has prostituted themselves or, you know, stolen from their families to buy weed. Like, I don't know anyone who's done that, and those are, like, token things that a lot of drug addicts will do to get the heroin, fentanyl, crack, whatever that they're doing. You know, no one's doing that
this
for
is just
weed.
What a police state Alabama still is, and why I would not want to live in a place like that.
It's crazy, and it's just, like, that those, like, conservative overtones that are making it like this.
Yep, like, people there, I guess, just haven't, I mean, not anyone, obviously some people, but most people there haven't come to the realization that it's not that dangerous. It's really surprising to me, though, because, like, all of my family almost in Alabama except my parents smoke weed. I don't know. But there's just a lot of, like, super Christian people, super old people.
Yeah, they better not get caught. So Amanda told AL that she has never used a substance stronger than marijuana, yet she was forced to pay for an unnecessary stay at the halfway house, so they even made her pay for it.
Wow.
I spent more than $3,000 on that.
Whoa.
I could have been saving for my daughter. I could have been saving for anything, and I wasn't. In total, 257 pregnant women and new mothers were arrested for chemical endangerment between 2015 and January 2023 in Etowah County. According to the AL.com, 3/4 of people arrested for chemical endangerment, of which 93% are women, were too poor to hire an attorney. So, like, this is where it is, because even if people know their rights and know they can fight these things, if they can't hire an attorney, and, you know, one can be given to you, but I think you still have to pay a little bit for that. Like, I think it's, like, a discounted.
Well, even if you don't,
I can't remember.
It's like, they can suck, and you can keep saying, oh, I want a new one.
Yeah,
but,
like, there's just so many things here. And I'm surprised that 93% of the people being persecuted for this are women.
Well,
I don't know if it, because of the chemical endangerment, I guess mainly it's going to be, like,
pregnant women.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just think it's really disgusting, and this article really showcases the idea that the government are a bunch of parasites. Like, these are people that they aren't saving money for their newborn child. That the government didn't do anything to help the newborn child or the mother. All they did was actually harm them. And the thing is, the government is actually profiting off of this.
Yeah.
The government isn't just, you know, some third party that isn't being affected anyway. No, they're actually profiting off of this while making this new mother poor and unable to save for her child. That's just a heartbreaking story.
The thing too is, I mean, I could understand the concern if it was alcohol, but marijuana is less dangerous than alcohol.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the big reason why they can get away with this, I mean, they can really get away with whatever they want, but I think the big reason is because there hasn't been enough studies done on marijuana, specifically, you know, the effects in utero. So, and like I said, like, they can do whatever they want either way, but I think if there is more concrete evidence that it is safe for women to be doing in pregnancy, then maybe things will change a little bit.
But what incentive does the government have to make sure they're scientifically up to date? They don't. It would actually make them lose money.
But the thing is, when someone is, you know, presenting a bill if they have, like, either doctors to back them up and speak, you know, at the hearing or whatever they do, and they have research studies to cite, that does make it a little bit more likely that it will get passed. But if you just have a bunch of old conservative guys, it doesn't matter what sort of concrete evidence you have. If they don't like people smoking pot, they don't like people smoking pot, and they're not going to pass it.
Yeah, and obviously those people don't represent the people they're supposed to represent. They are representing their own interests there. A lot of them are going to be like, well, the cops said this, and I want to support the cops. And, of course, there's always going to be a cop who's getting paid to go testify at the bill, and he'll go there and say, listen, we need this because we need marijuana. They will literally say this. I've heard this in New Hampshire. They'll say that we need drugs to be illegal because it's where we get a lot of money, drug arrests.
It's just, I can't even believe that they just openly admit that. Like, that is not how this is supposed to work.
Yeah, it's really not. I mean, if they're committing a crime while intoxicated, I can understand the concern. But the thing is, no one's committing a crime while intoxicated.
Yep, on marijuana. If no one is harmed and you just smoke some marijuana and you have a baby inside of you, I don't see any harm.
Yeah, I really don't either. So the article continues to say, however, the situation does seem to be improving slightly. Following reporting last year, Etowah County no longer requires pregnant women to attend and pay for rehab in order to get out of jail. Even without medical mandated rehab, Etowah County law enforcement are still using the state's chemical endangerment law to unnecessarily punish women for minor drug offenses. They are the most zealous prosecutors in sheriff's department we have encountered anywhere across the country, one attorney told AL.com.
They must be making a lot of money off of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's it for this article, but yeah, it's really sad. Like, it's just sad to think about families being ripped apart like this for something as silly as, you know, using CBD while you're pregnant. I mean, it's just,
I mean, I didn't,
it's really sad.
I honestly didn't know that CBD will make you,
I'm going to be honest, I really don't think it will, because they're testing for THC, so it maybe is a possibility that whatever CBD oil she had would have slight amounts of THC in it. I think you'd have to be taking a lot for it to show up on a drug test. So I think maybe she might have been, I don't want to accuse her of lying, but my point is, even if she was, she still didn't deserve to go to jail and have to go to rehab and lie about her substance use history.
Right.
Like, now it's on record that she's saying, yeah, I'm shooting up and doing all of this other things.
Yeah, and, like, just because she was, yes, could use that against her.
Exactly. Like, she was just desperate, and she was doing whatever she needed to do to get back to her child. Like, she was, you know, in fight-or-flight mode, like, trying to protect her child and herself. And, like, it is just so sad that people have to lie and be inauthentic and just get harassed by the state. I mean, it's just really sad for something as silly as smoking pot.
And that's a great example of somebody who is, you know, they're a target of the parasite class. They've been abused. That's what I meant to say. They're an abused victim of the parasites calling themselves government. It opens them up to more abuse. So, first, she got put into prison for apparently having CBD in her system. And then she had to lie to the rehab in order to get into rehab because the government told her she needed to get into rehab to get out of jail. And then CPS comes. Oh, well, we have this on record now. You're going to be on this list or whatever. I mean, it can just keep going on and on from there. And most people don't understand that because they didn't become the victim of, you know, the cops even once, so, you know, they just see this woman who, well, what, why would you tell the rehab that if it wasn't true? And then, obviously, if the cops are going after you this many times, you must be guilty of something. And, oh, you're on a list with CPS, you're just a bad parent. You know, they don't understand how these things can spiral down and ruin people's lives. And it's really sad. I don't think we need them at all. Because in a society where we didn't have people whose job it was to put people in jail and who made money off of putting people in jail, then I think most of us would agree that marijuana isn't something that is harming the child inside of a woman's body, even actual THC, but definitely not CBD.
I mean, I'd like to see more studies on that, but, you know, I definitely think that a woman should take responsibility for her child and decide what she wants to put in her body and be careful. And so it's not medical advice to say, hey, smoke some weed if you're pregnant, but, you know.
And, you know, it is so complex, like prenatal nutrition, and, you know, because obviously, like, this is my field, so I do a lot of work with women who are trying to get pregnant, you know, just detoxing their body and preparing themselves and making sure they're not malnourished, you know, like they're fueling their body with dense nutrients, and that kind of carries in to pregnancy and then the postpartum period. So there are so many, you know, things that people don't even think about, like environmental toxins, you know, using plastic. Like, there's so many little things that women have to be careful about. You know, pesticides on their food, like so many things. And I just think that marijuana, to me personally, would be lower on the list. So there are just a lot of things that we are exposed to that in some of them are out of our control that could possibly harm ourselves and our unborn children while they're in utero. So, I don't know, it seems completely ridiculous to me because, like, we're not prosecuting women for eating processed foods. Like, you know, oh, your kid, you know, has all of these health defects because you were a vegan while you were pregnant and you were malnourished.
Or obese, like, those people.
Yeah, like, those people aren't getting prosecuted.
Or you're eating too many Doritos. You need to prosecute you.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. And it's like, a lot of people might not believe in this, and maybe doctors don't even back it up. But, like, what you are consuming while you're pregnant, like, all of that really does affect your kid.
Yeah, Melanie, the lady who used to be on the show, our ex-host Melanie, who went and turned state evidence against Ian and lied in federal court, apparently I heard from a witness that she was eating like 4 McDonald's cheeseburgers, 2 large fries, 2 large drinks while pregnant with her first child, and nobody came and put her in jail.
Which is not a good thing, actually.
I don't think it's a good thing. I mean, she's like exhibit A obese patient. Like,
yeah. And I mean, like, yeah, I think almost, you know, so I'm, like, very strict on, like, what I will, like, no corn syrup, no seed oils, no artificial flavorings or food colorings, anything like that. But I think it's almost worse based on my experience working as a doula and, you know, a student midwife. It's almost worse to be malnourished. Like, a lot of the vegan women that I've taken care of, like, they've had, their children have had birth defects, they've had serious complications in birth, so, like, it's almost worse to be nutrient deficient.
Wow. And yet the cops are focused on women taking CBD while pregnant. What do you think about that? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Much of a historic Hawaiian town is believed to have been destroyed by a massive wind-driven wildfire. Clint Hansen says it's the worst fire he's ever seen.
When summertime comes and things dry out and we have high winds, a perfect storm happens, and that's definitely what's been happening in the last 24 hours.
Dozens of homes and businesses in Lahaina on Maui were burned Tuesday. Police were forced to jump into the small boat harbor nearby to avoid the fast-moving flames. President Biden is pledging federal assistance to those affected by the fires. A New York City beach remains closed following a rare shark attack. Lifeguards on Monday heard the screams of a woman who was apparently standing in the water when a shark bit her in the leg, taking 20 pounds of flesh in Rockaway Beach. The woman's been in the hospital. Officials are using drones to survey the waters for sharks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. That's the number to call if you'd like to get in on our conversation, bring up whatever is on your mind. It doesn't matter. You can talk about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's myself, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
And we were just talking about the government getting involved with the mother's decisions to use CBD and marijuana while pregnant. And that's obviously a government infringement on people's choice to raise their kids the way they want.
I kind of touched upon, like, right at the end of the segment about some of the possible risks of being malnourished, or specifically the risks of eating a vegan diet while being pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to provide a book for any of the listeners who would like to hear more information about that. There's a book called Real Food for Pregnancy by Lily Nichols. She is like a holistic nutritionist, basically. It is an excellent book. It is actually one of the books that caused me to stop being a vegan, because I never really knew about some of the essential nutrients like choline that you can't really get from other like plant-based sources, or how like, you know, plant-based iron is actually really hard for your body to convert and absorb. So like these were things I didn't really know about, and I really enjoy her book because she cites a lot of like real case studies and research studies, Cochrane reviews, that's what it's called, Cochrane reviews, where they take a bunch of different studies about the same thing and kind of analyze all of them. And it's just a really good way to get more credible statistics and information. So I really enjoyed that book. It's Real Food for Pregnancy by Lily Nichols. I think, honestly, like anyone could benefit from the book.
Yeah, I'm considering
I would love it. To hear, you know, it, obviously it's more geared for like fertility and pregnancy and like women specific, but at least like the first few chapters just goes over nutrition in general. And I would love to find a comparable book that is just about nutrition in general. I'm sure there is one. It's kind of like these, it's becoming a little bit more mainstream. I've seen a lot of it more recently, but it's people speaking out about the health guidelines that the government is, or the, what is it, the USDA, you know, they're saying like things like, oh, seed oils are healthy, and you know,
they're healthier than butter. Butter is terrible for
yeah,
you.
Like babies should be eating cereal. Oh my goodness, please do not give your baby cereal when they're 6 months old. They cannot digest that and they can't process that, and it actually does give them food allergies and sensitivities. Or the fact that like the majority of our diet is supposed to be carbohydrates and like other processed foods. You know, there are like so many things like this that are becoming disproven, and it's just so refreshing to read a book that has like actual scientific evidence to back it up.
I'd say a great one, not having read the book you're talking about, but a great one that's about nutrition in general that taught me so much, especially about how the USDA just puts these things out based on faulty science, and how there is now much better science to go off of to show that, like, oh, actually, butter is a lot better for you than margarine made out of soy oil, is Deep Nutrition by Kate. Well, it's Dr. Kate. If you type in Deep Nutrition, Kate, it'll pop up. I forgot her name. Buchanan. Dr. Kate Buchanan. That one is great. It actually has some whole chapters that I found it just as interesting, even though I'm never going to have a baby, about nutrition during pregnancy as well. I didn't know until I read this book about just how much it takes out of your body to have a baby. Like, even just the fact that, like, if you're going to have another baby after you just had one, like, you need to give yourself some time to re-up on nutrients because it takes so much out of your body.
I imagine baby. So. I mean, you're raising another human.
Right, growing one. And
even breastfeeding. I mean, like, just having to create breast milk, I mean, it takes a lot. Like, you need to drink more water. And a lot of the times, like, if you don't have an abundance of a lot of these nutrients, it'll actually be stripped from your own body. So that's why we see a lot of women postpartum who lose their hair. They look really pale. Like, they just overall look really sick because they're not eating enough. And I think women don't realize how much more you have to eat while you're breastfeeding and while you're healing just from being pregnant and giving birth, you know, and all the blood you lose. I mean, yeah, like red meat and especially beef liver, like things like that, like really rich, nutrient dense foods are so important for everybody, and especially pregnant women that are healing from childbirth.
And I think it's really sad because, like, basically, I think that, like, Instagram and things like that basically propagandize women to be malnourished. Like, I accidentally came across a lot of information that made me stop thinking meat is just bad for you. And when I first saw it, I was, like, so skeptical. I was like, what's up with these cringy girls called the Strong Sistas on Instagram? Like, they run a farm and they talk about how good meat is for you, and I was like, ew, what am I even looking at? And I, like, kept watching their videos, like, to cringe, and then I was like, wow, I kind of am, like, learning a lot of stuff. And I found out about all the good things, like, the things that you can't get from a plant-based diet that you can get from, like, red meat. Like, I think it's K2 is a vitamin that it has two different forms, and, yeah, you can get one form from it. From plants, but the more bioavailable form you can only get from meat.
And another one, vitamin A, which retinol. So you can get beta carotene from plants, but your body doesn't absorb it and process. Like, it's not the full form of vitamin A. And there are so many things like that. And I guess just to really quickly give some of my background, I was a vegetarian since I was 8 years old. vegan for like on and off for like 15, 16, 17 years. And it was just recently when I started studying midwifery, started becoming a fertility coach. And I, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I was heavily bought into the vegan propaganda. And I really did not want to believe. I mean, I had been a vegan for, or vegetarian at least, for so long. Like, I did not want to believe this is true. But I also, you know, didn't want to be so naive to believe that I'm, like, all-knowing. So I leaned in with curiosity. I read a lot of different books on, you know, in the beginning it was, like, both sides of the argument. I'm like, I really want to understand the vegan argument, and I really want to understand that more, like, omnivore classic argument. And what I kind of found was, like, the vegans, like, didn't really have a lot of legit scientific evidence to back them up. Like, they had some, and it was mainly ethical arguments, which I could totally right. get down with because I was a vegan for ethical reasons. But it got to the point where I'm like, as a woman of childbearing age that is planning on having children, it is unethical for not only myself, but for my children. I mean, we're seeing lower IQ scores in children that are born to vegan mothers. We are seeing, you know, like, we are seeing birth defects. I mean, just in my personal practice, like, working in birth, I mean, I've never attended a birth with a vegan mother who didn't have some sort of complication or her child didn't have some sort of serious birth defect. And I'm, like, being serious right now. And, like, I did not want this to be true. But it is.
This is really interesting to me because I hear the vegan diet touted as such a great thing for the environment, as such a great thing for your body. We're not supposed to be eating meat. We're supposed to be eating plants. And yet, and they also say, oh, well, you're killing something to live. Yet everything kills something to live.
Right. Like, even farming, like, if you farmed a big soy field, you'd be killing rats and snakes and bugs and stuff like that. There's no possible way to live without killing other things. And that is one of the things that helped me realize, because I also kind of bought into this whole ethical argument. And one of the things is, I no longer believe that animals have, like, the same exact rights as humans. And that might sound kind of mean to some people, but I just think that you have to be able to defend your own rights to have, like, the same rights. And the other thing is, I think there are levels of consciousness. I don't believe, I think you see a squirrel on the side of the road, you see a dog on the side of the road. Why do people react so differently? Why don't you go, like, oh my god, let's go get that squirrel, see if it has a house. It's just as cute as a dog. Like, sometimes it can be just as cute as a dog.
Yeah.
I think it's because people innately know that there's a difference in consciousness between a dog and a squirrel.
I mean, maybe. I think a lot of it has to do with, like, cultural conditioning. But for me, it got to the point where I was like, I'm malnourished. Like, I feel substantially more, like, I feel like my brain is finally functioning at full capacity. And it got to the point where I was like, I love animals, and when I do eat meat, or when I do consume dairy or eggs, like, I am only purchasing that from local farms because, one, it's healthier, and two, right. it's more ethical and more humane. Like, I want to make sure.
And the animals are not being mistreated, and even when they're killed, they're done. It's done
in a humane way.
Yeah, in a way, like, that the people doing the animal, the people taking care of the animals are grateful for what the animals were going to provide, instead of just, hey, we're just killing the animals just to, you know, kill the animals.
And live better lives. Like, yeah. they're just, like, put into some sardine can their whole lives and barely get to move around. I mean, that's the thing. People often get stuck on, well, it's obviously immoral to keep or to eat animals because of the way they're treated, but you don't have to buy it from these, like, feed stocks or whatever they call
them. Well, and that's the thing. Like, you can, because that's, like, the factory farming model, right? And, like, that's what I was, like, these videos I was seeing online were absolutely horrific and disgusting, and
it is.
You know, and that's why I was like, no, I'm a vegetarian. I was literally 8 years old when I came across these videos, and that was it. I was like, I'm never eating meat ever again, and I lasted that way until I was about 25, and then now that I'm kind of seeing the whole picture of the situation, like, even my vegetables, like, I try to get everything from local farmers. You know, because it's supporting my local community, it's supporting the local economy, it's more ethical, it's healthier, like, there are so many benefits. So I feel like if we're just more mindful, and also, like, on the spiritual side, like, thanking the animals, like, you know, taking that practice, like, saying grace or just, like, thanking.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank them for their life. Thank them for the life they gave so that we may eat.
Yeah, and, like, all of the food, right? Like, thank you for the farmers that picked – these cherry tomatoes for me. Like, thank you for the delivery. You know, like, get specific and just, like, have that mindful practice. Like, for me, that's something that really has helped me. Because, like, listen, this was a really big struggle for me. I was a vegetarian for a very long time. And it was really, really difficult. And that's why I kind of wanted to share this on the show, because it was really difficult for me. And I know some people might be going through, like, this awakening, and it can be challenging. And I just want to tell people, like, you can do it in a way where you still feel good about yourself and you still feel like you're being as ethical as possible while still nourishing yourself and taking care of yourself. You know, and taking care of your family. So it is possible. So I just wanted that, like, inspirational message for recovering vegans.
But in either way, it should be up to the person who is doing the eating to decide how they're going to eat and what they should put in their body. The difference between Nikki and I and some people that have really strong beliefs on what people should eat is, I would never say that the government needs to mandate that people can't eat from factory farmed food or from, you know, soy fields or something like that. I think that people should be able to make their own choices. And if the government got out of the way, people would do things like, oh, you know what, it's really unethical to buy from Tyson, so I'm going to buy from this other one instead. And that's how we would get rid of things like factory farmed food to begin with.
Or if they want to consume raw milk, that's totally fine, too.
Yeah, it's crazy to me that in some states, raw milk is illegal.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you look at the, like, actual research, a lot of pasteurized milk has more unsanitary practices, like, when they're packaging it. So, like, even on a, you know, the argument, like, oh, but the bacteria count. First of all, the bacteria count in raw milk, like, the kinds of bacteria in raw milk actually help to build your microbiome, and a lot of them are very good for you.
See, all I hear about from people who were advocating not drinking raw milk and drinking pasteurized milk is, oh, there's bacteria that are going to kill you in raw milk. You've got to save people from that.
Yeah, and a lot of people also don't know this. You can technically drink spoiled raw milk, and there's different ways to use it. So it's not really spoiled, it's just sour. Sour, that's what you would call it. So it can actually be safe if you do it correctly, and if, you know, if you've never done it before, maybe ease your way into it. Don't drink, like, an entire gallon of sour milk, because you will maybe vomit and have other symptoms. But if you do that with pasteurized milk, you will actually, like, there's no health benefits to drinking spoiled or it's not even really sour at that point. It is spoiled pasteurized milk. Like, you will just get sick. There's no benefits of it. Whereas the raw milk, like, because it's a living food.
Yeah, when you're drinking pasteurized milk, it's been killed.
It's dead,
been,
yeah.
Brought up to, like, 180 degrees or something like that, and the stuff inside of it's dead, and the actual cellular structure is messed up. That's what she talks about in Deep Nutrition. The reason seed oils and the reason burnt meat and the reason pasteurized milk are bad for you is because they get into your body and your body can't figure out what to do with it because it's not shaped the way it's supposed to be shaped anymore. It's damaged physically, and that's when it goes into your body and causes all kinds of inflammation, and the inflammation is basically explosions type level damage inside your body at the cellular level. And,
I mean, would you pasteurize your breast milk before you give it to your infant? You tell people that, and they're like, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. I would never do that. Well, it's kind of the same, like, you know, obviously it is different, but
it's
not very much.
It comes back to buying things from places that you trust the sources. I mean, there could definitely be a raw milk farm that didn't give a crap and did disgusting practices, didn't wash their tubes in between going to the next cow or whatever and got you sick, but so could pasteurized milk. So it just comes down to buying local. And sometimes you can even use Bitcoin to buy your local milk and meats in New Hampshire if you know the right people. But I think you should be able to make whatever decisions for yourself and your family without the government getting involved. But not every state understands that. Apparently, there are laws that are requiring climate change content in K-12 education following a push from colleges now.
Wow. So before we get into the article, whether you're pro or against climate, whether you believe that climate change is real or whether you don't, it's important to understand that there needs to be both sides of the argument presented in the education system so people know how to look at data and think for themselves.
Well, before we get into the article, we actually have a caller named Chad from Minnesota. Chad, you're on the air.
Yeah, Chad from Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, being a vegetarian is terrible for you. I was for a couple of years, and I felt like crap. It was felt really good to start eating meat again.
What changed your mind?
I couldn't gain any weight.
Hmm.
I got down to like 150 pounds, and I would just eat plates full of vegetables and tons of nuts and all the plant-based protein I could get, and then still felt like crap. So, but I was actually calling tonight because I just wanted to remind everyone it is the 4th anniversary of Jeffrey Epstein not killing himself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And,
thanks for the reminder.
Thanks.
Yeah. And we still don't have a single client of Epstein's that has been prosecuted for anything. So I just wanted to point that out before the end of the show because I think it's an important anniversary.
Yeah. Thank you for the call today. I find that story so weird. There was a guy named Jeffrey Epstein who was getting, charged with, I don't exactly know what charge he was getting charged with, but basically his, the claim was that he was letting people be pedophiles on an island he lived on and even, that he owned, and even blackmailing politicians and powerful people, by letting them be pedophiles on the island. And that was the suspicion, and then he was in this very high security prison where there was cameras on him at all times. The camera that was in his cell malfunctioned, and then he hung himself in his cell and died. And whoop, all that swept under the rug now. And a bunch of the documents that come out have gotten, you know, redacted by the judges. So we still don't know which powerful people he was apparently letting be pedophiles at his island.
I mean, we kind of do, though, because they did have the client list, right? So we at least can
I think
make
that's
assumptions
what we don't have.
About some of them.
They have fly lists. So, yeah, you can make assumptions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know for sure, because I'm not, like, as into this story as a lot of people. I just take it for granted. I'm positive that politicians and powerful people are using the government to get away with terrible crap that the average person wouldn't, because what else would you use the government for if you're a parasite and a freak who wants to rape children, who wants to do all kinds of immoral things? You'd want to be part of the government so that way they can protect you from any liability, protect you from the average person who would want to kill you if they knew what you were doing.
But you want to make sure you pay off the right people, otherwise someone's going to come after you.
Yep. So, I mean, it is disgusting that if there was any kind of evidence that things like that were happening, that's just getting swept under the red rug. And, I mean, lots of people have the theory that he didn't kill himself because it's just too much of a coincidence. The camera just malfunctioned right when it would have caught him hanging himself. I just don't believe it.
No, too many coincidences. And, you know, we've seen this before where, like, the lead investigator, you know, mysteriously dies, and anyone that gets in the way of their safety or their agenda is being taken out.
Well, we have another caller on the line. Skeeter in California, you're on the radio with us. What's on your mind?
Oh, my God. Thank you, Bonnie, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
But, yeah, you guys were talking about secession and making bad points again.
Like
first,
what?
First, secession is dumb. That's why I support it as an accelerationist, right?
Wait,
first,
what did you say?
But you.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said secession. Before you said dumb.
Secession is so dumb that I support it.
Why do you believe it's secession. Dumb?
First, you violate the NAP. Second, it's hypocritical because you free-ride national defense by staying in the U.S.
Can you explain why it violates the NAP?
The non-aggression,
principle? Thank you, Riley.
Because you forced dissenters and non-voters into a different regime that they didn't consent to.
But what if people get to vote?
Second,
what if people get to vote on leaving the nation?
And what if they get?
It's you don't have that right to vote according to the Supreme Court.
But I don't care second, what the
what if that
Supreme
gets turned
Court
over?
Says.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just say that gets overturned, and then people have a vote. Would you support it then?
Aren't you guys against voting because it forces dissenters into what you want?
I just don't care. I do whatever I want.
We're all being forced into the federal government, so it's really no different, is it?
You're forcing them and their property into a different regime. You're forcing a different.
They're not being forced into a different regime. They would still be under the same regime they're under. Sununu, the mayor of, the government or governor of New Hampshire, they just wouldn't be able to subject me to the regime I don't want to be subjected under, or the voters who voted. I honestly don't think voting is the best way to do it. I think that it should just be done. If you want me to be honest,
they want to be under the federal umbrella, the national defense.
That's not a right. You realize that's not a non-aggression principle because it's not a right. Correct? Because if it was a right for you to subject me and everyone in the geological area to the government you want... Excuse me, I'm talking. You can't even let me get to a point before you start just saying things. That's obvious evidence that you're not listening. And it does make for good radio, so I muted him. So, is it a right to subject your neighbors to the government you want? You can totally be under the government... you want, but the idea of subjecting your neighbors is not a right. What do you think about that, Skeeter?
Yeah, all you have to do is move away and don't force them. Or you can cluster into a geographical area, make your own little county, and then do, because the government has a reason to war with you.
Oh, I didn't mean to actually do that. My dog barked and scared me while my hand was on the drop button, so I dropped him off the radio. I wish Ian would come get the dog from barking. Because somebody keeps knocking at the door. But anyways, what was he saying?
Skeeter was talking about why we should...
Oh, you can just leave. You can just leave,
yeah,
right?
We can just leave. You can just leave and...
You don't have to be under
your own county,
any federal government if you
why,
leave.
This is why those of us who want freedom move to New Hampshire so we can live free. We can live free. We can choose to exit the United States if we so choose. I don't know if it's going to happen in my lifetime, but I'd rather be free to find out.
And I think that the more people that move here who want that to happen, the better chance we have. So the Free State Project, you can look it up. This has been Free Talk Live. Thank you guys for all of your calls and discussions, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.